Andre Segovia Show.
Welcome to the program, everyone. I am your host, Andre Segovia, the Honest Broker. But I'm not going to talk to you about real estate in this episode. I want to talk to you about being healthy. Most of all, about being able to focus on yourself. Because if you're anything like me, and you had the burden to just work away at trying to make ends meet, you probably work 16, 18-hour days, 6 days a week. Maybe even more in some cases. Yeah, that was me. In my case, it's just because I was just so busy many years ago, and I thought that I had to just chisel away at everything I had to do. Because I don't want to say I was a control freak, but some people will view it that way. So let's just say I was a control freak, where I micromanaged certain things, so I had to handle them, and so I did. But there were health ailments that I ended up suffering as a result of that. I would sleep 4 hours on average. And there's some studies that show that, yeah, you can operate like that. I am not one of those that can. I can tell you. And my body was yelling at me to do something about it. And I wasn't listening. It took me quite some time to finally say, you know what, screw it. I have to take care of myself. And I needed very powerful motivation for me to realize that I can achieve something this late in life for myself to be able to put off weight and get healthy. That story, though, will be for another time, because in today's episode, I'm bringing on a very dear friend of mine, Priscilla. Priscilla is a health wellness coach with Optavia. That's the new name of this weight loss program that I used to put off the weight. But I don't want to get into the details myself, because you always hear me. I'd rather you hear from the professionals that work in that area themselves, in this case, Priscilla. So here, without further ado, is my interview with the one that helped me get the weight off my shoulders, Priscilla. Priscilla, welcome to the Andre Segovia Show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I have to give a little bit of background just off the bat. Priscilla and I go way back, and when I say way back, probably before any of us were even born, because our parents had known each other for that long. We grew up together, so we do see each other as siblings. So if you hear me call her my sister, don't get confused if she doesn't pop up in my immediate family pictures. But yes, she definitely is family, and has been a great influence in my life, especially over the past 3 years, because of the major life change that I've shared on this program before of my weight loss journey. And it is in that sense that I wanted to bring Priscilla onto the program so she can share about these healthy habits that you can bring into your life. Doesn't matter what career of choice you are, whether you are a real estate professional like myself, or within the industry in some capacity, or even outside of it. These are methods, talents, and traits that you can adopt to your everyday lifestyle, because I've you heard me say on the show, if you must work for a living, why do you kill yourself working? This is one of those ways you can combat that mindset of working yourself to death by actually being able to be healthy and work. So, Priscilla, and that's why I want to bring you on the program, so you can share with people about what is now known as Optavia. So can you please walk us through what Optavia is and how it came to be?
Absolutely. So I have been a certified health coach for almost 4 years with Optavia. I stumbled across this program when I was a personal banker at a big bank here in Southern California. Mm-hmm. One of my clients went through an incredible transformation. I saw him lose about 100 pounds in 7 months on our program. But wow. more than the weight loss, I was blown away by his mental transformation. Mm-hmm. I was blown away that, you know, our program had given him basically a tool belt. He had a belt on, you know, and he had tools to help him maintain his weight, to help him change his relationship with food. And that's what really blew me away. You know, I just saw him about a couple of weeks ago, and he's going to be celebrating 5 years that he's been able to maintain 100 pounds down because of all the tools that were given to him. So Optavia, we basically focus on four key components that help people really create an incredible lifestyle transformation, which is what we focus on, right? Mm-hmm. We give our clients, you know, the tool to lose the weight. But losing the weight is not everything. Losing the weight is really an added benefit to what we are trying to really get to, which is the mindset, really helping people and teaching them healthy habits just to create lifelong transformation. So, you know, we offer our educational component where we actually teach people from a book. You know, we put everything into practice. We create action steps for them. We have a community that we have for our clients, you know, like-minded people all doing this together. And then they have, each one of our clients has their personal health coach that guides them through the entire program as they're losing their weight. They're basically celebrating their scale victories or non-scale victories. They're there with them every single milestone throughout their entire journey. So that's what we do at Optavia. It has been an incredible journey for me as a health coach as well. And it was an honor to journey with you and just kind of see your life completely change. And that's what this is all about, you know, seeing your life change for me, Andy, was like so huge because, you know, you could have easily lost the weight in anything else. But if your mindset hadn't changed, you would have gained the weight back. And this is the first time I've known you, like you said, all my life. I've always known you as, you know, you've always been pretty big, you know, like an overweight child. Like you grew up always overweight. I remember that all the time growing up. And so now seeing you celebrate almost 3 years of maintaining your weight off, that is crazy. What we thrive on. Like that is what keeps me waking up every single morning with purpose because I love helping people change their lives the way your life has changed.
There's two things you touched on. First off, it's the mindset. And I did an episode on the program called The Mind Game and How to Overcome It. And that was about really cutting through the noise. And that's just it, that I always said that the number one enemy is you. Every time you wake up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, that's the one you got to overcome, because there'll always be those people out there that want to see you down and even kick you while you're down. But if you can block them out, sure. But the one person that will always be persistently at you would be the one in the mirror that, it's okay, you earned it, go eat that donut, it's okay, you can get away with having cold stone. No, there's always that, it's stress eating that's talking to you and say, hey, you earned this. But if you work so hard to reach a goal, that one consumption, that one moment of weakness can undo a week's worth of fitness. You know, it's like it's always you, the number one enemy. So yes, the mind component is the number one thing, which is why Healthy Habits is what this program and what I feel it separates us from other programs out there is thriving to change. Because there's a lot of other fads out there in diet, the keto diet, the Atkins diet. God knows what other diet there is, but there's so many diets out there. But a lot of people stay on it, fall off it, and those all come with their own issues as well. But the thing is, what they fail to accomplish is the mindset. That is not exactly a healthy habit. And if there's no one there to really guide them along the way, it's set up for failure. Because one of the downsides about losing weight, especially rapid weight loss, is the immediate rapid weight gain. How it could all come back if you're not careful, right? So like a remission, if you would. And that's what I've enjoyed about this program in particular, because it's in conjunction with changing the eating habits, but to also adopting that mindset where you don't have to be thinking, you don't have to be calorie counting anymore. You don't have to be consciously looking like, oh my gosh, how do I study this menu? No, it's like you're trained and you know what you're going in to get. It's like the nutrition facts. You don't spend 30 minutes studying a nutrition label because you know it now. So you go in there, you know exactly what you're looking for. And that's what this program achieved for me. And I think that's what it's achieving for other people.
Exactly. And, you know, talking about that yo-yo cycle that you talk about, it's like, I feel like it's a hobby for people to learn new diets. You know, they go on a diet, they lose the weight, and then, you know, they gain it back, and then they try a new diet, and then that basically becomes their lifestyle. But the reason that happens is because when people lose weight, when people get on diets, these bad diets to lose weight, you know, like, you know, like you said, the Atkins and different stuff like that, they focus so much on how to lose the weight, that they're not working on themselves to change those habits. And naturally, we are creatures of habit. We're habitual creatures. So whatever habits you've implemented right now, that's basically who you are. That's your lifestyle, you know? So when you focus on, you know, okay, I'm going to get on this Atkins diet, or I'm going to do any kind, I'm going to do whatever, I'm going to lose the weight. Then when they're done losing the weight, they get to their goal weight, they go to the wedding they wanted to go to, and then what? They don't know what to do afterwards. So they revert to what they know. So then in goes all the meals, in goes everything, the way they eat, the junk, the crap and everything, because nothing changed in their mind. So that's the reason why this yo-yo cycle works, this yo-yo cycle occurs. But, you know, seeing you, it's like there was no yo-yo cycle. You lost the weight and you completely changed your mindset, you know. And I always tell my clients, I know you came to me to lose the weight. That's all you're looking for. For me, we offer predictable transformation. Like, I know 100% for a fact that if you stick to program, you're going to lose the weight. My goal is not to help you lose the weight. My goal is to help you lose the mental weight. Because if I help you change your mindset, if I help you create these healthy habits for your life, you will never have to look for another diet ever again. You know? And so that's basically what I love about a lifestyle change versus a diet and implementing new habits.
It's, and I love hearing you speak that way, because it, like we mentioned, we grew up together. There were some programs that you were involved in after graduating from high school that required you to leave your comfort zone when you spent time in seminary school outside the country of all places. You went to Central America to be away from the first world living, so to speak. You've been on some missions trips and such. You've had this keenness for wanting to help other people, even if you'd never expressed it in that way when we were growing up. You did it more through your actions. I did notice that. But as you were in banking, I'm sure there was some way to not just being able to help people, but also to make money through it. What inspired you to leave that job to start focusing on health coaching? I know there's that beneficial transformation, but what inspired that change? Was it that individual that you saw drop 100 pounds?
No. So I hated my job with a passion. I hated my job. I craved the freedom that my customers had. You know, I would see my clients come in and they'd be in my desk at 11 in the morning sipping on a Starbucks, and then they were on the way to the mall. And I asked a lot of questions. Like, I was like, why, how are you doing this? You know, because I'm stuck in an 8-to-5, and I was miserable in my 8-to-5 job. I hated that, and it wasn't fulfilling. And I think that the way God designed us to be, he made us in his image, right? And the thing is that, you know, in his image, like, I feel like the Lord feels pleased when, you know, when he brings value to our lives. And I feel that as human beings, when we bring value to other people's lives, we are fulfilled. And when I was a banker, I wasn't bringing value to people's lives. I was literally trying to, I know it sounds terrible and I'm ashamed of it, but I was scamming people into opening accounts left and right because the stress for sales was insane. So when this, when my customer shared with me about this program, you know, I'm 5'1", you know, I'm super short. I'm 5'1". I was 115 pounds. And he didn't share this program with me because he thought Priscilla needs to lose weight. But he knew that I hated my job. And so in our program, you know, the way Dr. Scott Wayne Anderson designed our program was, he believed that, you know, for someone to be in their optimal place, you need to have healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. So we coached those three things. So I came in through the financial door. And my coach told me, if you have a heart for people, then you're in the right place. He's like, if you don't need to know anything, because I can tell you that it was when I became a coach, like, I knew nothing about coaching, but I knew that I had a passion to change my life. And I knew that if I was going to do something where I was going to become an entrepreneur and do my own thing, I had to stand behind the vision and the mission of that program or organization. And so when I came to see OptiV and what it was about, I fell in love with the business model. I fell in love with the concept. I fell in love with what it would do to people's lives. And I fell in love with the mission and the vision. And I felt like I could stand behind this, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I realized immediately this can be a vehicle that can lead me to financial freedom and independence, that can lead me to walking away from the corporate world, that can lead me to creating and designing the life that I ultimately want for myself and my children and the legacy that I want to leave my kids, you know? So that's what intrigued me to becoming a health coach, you know? And after that, it was just, you know, my mentorship team has been able to help me through this. And, you know, at first, in the beginning, when I became a health coach, it was just really about the money I wanted to make. And as soon as my first, second client started texting me, like, Priscilla, you've changed my life. Like, you literally changed my life. Like, you saved my marriage, because after being on a sleep apnea machine for 28 years, I'm off this machine. Like, I was like, what? I caused that? That's crazy. And, you know, like I said earlier, as humans, there's some sort of fulfillment when you bring value to other people's lives. And that began to change me. That began to transform me. And I just became so passionate and an advocate for wanting to help people really change their lives. And, you know, especially like we call ourselves hope healers, because so many times people come to us when they're like, there's no hope, but you're my last resort. I'm going to see if this works out. And when people choose to trust me, I value that so much. And I aim to help these people really change their lives through this vehicle that we call Optavia. Yeah, so that's how basically I became a health coach. You know, it was first and foremost because I wanted a change for myself. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get out of my job. I wanted the freedom that I had always craved when I was in the corporate world. And then second of all, I wanted to help people. I had a passion for helping people change their lives. And somehow this gift of Optavia came to my lap, and it just did those two things so well for me.
Yeah, and that's just it, that I try to surround myself in the professional world with like-minded people. It's like, even though we might not be in the same industry, it's that that our strive for a similar goal, which is to be successful in life, to be able to provide for our family, and be able to help others through our talents and through our careers as well, that I try to surround myself with those people, especially in the world of real estate, by virtue of that it's a dog-eat-dog world. There's at least 33,000 agents in mm-hmm. Orange County alone. And our intent is to actually help you in your endeavors to achieve your American dream. If that's owning a home, which I like to think so, then great. I want to be that vehicle to help you get there. And if I'm not that fit, or if it's not for you yet, I'll show you how you can get there. Like, to coach them along the way instead of telling them, hey, you're out of luck. Mm-hmm. You have no hope. You'll never be a homeowner. No, not at all. And I feel that there's so much negativity out there, even for those that are looking for homeownership, to discourage them from homeownership. So it's disappointing to see that. That's why the new generation is not even as a priority seeing homeownership. Like, yeah, I rent, it's fine, or I live with my parents, whatever. They don't even have it at their forefront, because in some cases they might see that it's unattainable. If they can't afford the latest iPhone and they can't afford a car, how would they afford a house? It's like, well, if we don't show them, they'll never know. So it's about coaching them, showing them, teaching them, and inspiring them, and eventually motivating them to get ahead in their lives. And that's what you do in health. That's what I aim to do in real estate. That's what I like to think that I have been doing that with my clients. It's about transforming people's lives. So, and the enjoyment that I get from connecting with professionals within the industry as well. I like your mission statement. I like your mission objective, and what you strive to do, and what you have been doing. It's always inspiring to see the people's lives being touched and changed by virtue of what you've been able to help them with through health. And you post about these constantly via your Instagram and Facebook, so it's always motivating to see those changes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, right. I love that you're doing the same thing in the real estate industry.
Yes, because like I said, this is something that we can adopt. Doesn't matter where we find ourselves in. We could be medical, it could be real estate, construction, health, fitness, whatever it is. It's in white collar, blue collar. These mindsets and methodologies, they're all the same. So it's about, how do you apply them in your life, in what you do? And some people think that you can't. It's like, no, yes, you can. Like, when I signed on to the program, my schedule was hectic in managing construction, property management, and real estate. That required me to be out on the road most of the time. Like, well, I can't control what I eat per se. I have to get what's convenient along my route. I have to chug whatever sugary beverages just to keep me going. I need the caffeine, whatever it was. So when the program offered what it was, like a mobility kind of eating schedule, say, look, you're on the go, here's an on the go type thing. It's like, okay, sign me up. I just need something to work with me. And that's what it did. It worked with me, worked with my schedule. And I had no excuses after that. And I haven't touched a soda in about 3 years, so I don't miss it.
Wow. Yeah. Way to go. That's awesome.
Yeah, it almost sounds like, oh, I've been sober for 3 years. No, I've just been sugar. It's high fructose syrup free for 3 years. That's what I've been. Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. That's amazing. That's awesome. I love hearing that.
For those of you that are listening, we've been talking to Priscilla at Optavia. So she's a certified health coach. And for those interested in learning more about your program, and in some cases maybe wanting to sign up to your program, where can they reach you?
I'm on Instagram at it's Priscilla_Allen85. So you can just hit me up through the Instagram app, or you can look for me. I'm Priscilla Allen on Facebook. I mean, I'm friends with Andy. So if you look for me and his friends list, I'm sure you'll find me.
Yeah, we'll also include your contact information on the show notes when the episode posts. So for those listening, go to theandresagova.com. You'll be able to find her contact information there. But it's definitely a social lifestyle, so you'll find her on the socials as well. She has a strong social media presence. And just to see all those inspirational changes, the before and afters. I'm one of those, by the way, that you'll be able to see her post. It's just amazing, like all these people that are benefiting from the program.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Priscilla, thank you so much for lending your time and having this conversation with me. I really hope that some people take this to heart and reach out to you so they can make a change in their life. And even if they don't use your program, if they're using something else in their life, so long as it benefits them, the whole point is to change the mindset that eventually changes their habits. And that's the whole point.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Sounds good, Andy. Thank you.
And that does it for this edition of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you might be listening to the program so you can be in the know. If you want a question featured on the program, you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram, same handle, at the Andres Segovia, on Twitter, at underscore Andres Segovia, and of course, email at andres@segoviares.com. Thank you so much for listening to the program, and I'll see you on the next one.